Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head, Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Naveen. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this earnings phone call to discuss the operational and financial performance for the quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2023. The company's results and investor presentation have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website, and we hope you have had the opportunity to go through them. I will be covering the major policy decisions on restricting the diversion of sugar in ethanol and its effect on us as an industry and company, along with the key operational highlights for the quarter. Our CFO, Nalin, will then give an update on the financial performance of the company. The uneven and reduced rainfall in the cane-growing regions of Maharashtra and Karnataka and the resultant reduction in yields for 2023-24 and the potential for further reduction in the area for 2024-25 in this region would substantially reduce the availability of sugarcane and thereby sugar in the country. This, coupled with the high international sugar prices, the Government of India took a cautious stand and curtailed the diversion of sugar into ethanol by restricting the procurement of ethanol from juice and B-heavy. The government capped a diversion of 1.7 million tons of sugar into juice by way of juice and B-heavy derived ethanol. As per the latest data, the quantity of juice-derived ethanol, which has been accepted in the tender, has been revised to 43 crore liters as against 136 crore liters, a reduction of about 68%, and B-heavy derived ethanol has been revised down to 115 crore liters from the tendered quantity of 130 crore liters, a 12% reduction. Our current estimates of net sugar production, that is, post-diversion of about 1.7 million tons of sugar, are in the region of 31 million tons of sugar, ±0.5 million tons. We estimate Maharashtra to produce around 9.5 million tons and Karnataka to produce about 4.5 million tons, up from about 8.5 million tons and 4 million tons, respectively, due to better-than-expected yields. We are estimating UP to produce about 112-125 million tons. Yields and substantial increase in diversion in the west-central parts of UP. The domestic consumption is estimated at 28.5 million tons, which are closing stock to increase by a.
Gautam, sir, sorry to interrupt you, but we are losing your audio.
Is this better now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so sorry. This consumption is estimated at around 1 million tons. This should result in a closing stock.
Sir, sorry, one second, but we are still losing your audio.
Remorse.
Sir, let me disconnect and reconnect.
The consumption. Yes, please.
Participants, please stay connected. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Sir, you may continue.
I'm sorry about this interruption. So yeah, as I was stating, the domestic consumption is estimated at 28.5 million tons, and this should result in a closing stock to increase by about 2.5 million tons to the, in the region of about 7.5 million tons. Going forward, the key factor to watch would be the overall planting in Maharashtra and Karnataka region. It is estimated a further reduction of about 20% from this region. In such an event, we are inclined to believe that the government of India will further restrict the diversion towards ethanol to ensure adequate sugar supply for the 24-25 season. Our efforts to keep ourselves abreast with potential developments that could have a material impact on our business helped us put in place a strategy to minimize the diversion of ethanol into sugar. We believed that in the event of a potential reduction in sugarcane acreage, the government of India will mandate a reduction in diversion. We therefore took steps to augment our boiling house capacities as well as reinstate our sea molasses manufacturing capacity in both our Mirganj and Mansoorpur units. This year, we refrained from tendering for any juice-derived ethanol as compared to the previous year wherein we had diverted about 0.6 million tons of cane towards ethanol. We were also cognizant of the additional loss on B heavy as compared to C molasses due to the UP government levy on molasses policy. Initially, we had planned to manufacture C molasses from about 35% of our crushed cane. These numbers will change with more cane going towards sea molasses due to the restrictions on diversion of sugar to ethanol. These factors will result in a substantial reduction in ethanol production in this sugar year. The same is reflected in the sales figure for ethanol in the current quarter, which have experienced a decline, decreasing from 17.35 million BL from the previous year's 25.06 million BL during the same quarter. Even though the prices for ethanol supplied from various sugar sources for the alcohol year 23-24 have yet to be announced, the OMCs have announced an incentive for ethanol derived from sea molasses of nearly 7 rupees a litre, thereby increasing it from 49.41 rupees per litre to 56.28 rupees per litre. The price of sugar juice and B heavy derived ethanol remains unchanged at this point at about 65.61 rupees a litre and 60.73 rupees a litre respectively. The government has also imposed a levy of 50% on molasses exports to increase the availability of feedstock for the ethanol program. The government continues to encourage usage of food grains with added impetus on maize for ethanol production, as is evident in the rising prices of maize-derived ethanol, which has increased from 66.07 rupees per litre to 71.86 rupees per litre. As mentioned in our previous call, the UP sugar industry had challenged the methodology for calculating the levy obligations of B-heavy molasses and the matter was sub judice. The industry had subsequently withdrawn its challenge and as a result we had to account for a one-time increase in our expenditure amounting to rupees 20.52 crores of Q3 FY24 allocated towards levy obligations related to B-heavy molasses for the molasses year 2022-23. After adjusting for this levy obligation and a one-time income from sale of premises of rupees 14.69 crores, our adjusted EBIT stood at rupees 5.11 crores with an adjusted EBIT margin of 1.20% in Q3 FY24 as against a reported negative EBIT of 0.72 crores and a reported margin of negative 0.17% in Q3 FY23. For 9 months FY24, the adjusted EBIT stood at rupees 45.20 crores with an adjusted EBIT margin of 2.56% as against a reported EBIT of rupees 39.37 crores and the reported EBIT margin of 2.23%. Our emphasis on cane development has resulted in a much improved recovery trend with our gross recovery standing at 10.80% as of December in the sugar season 23-24, compared to 10.39% during the same period in the sugar season 22-23. This improved recovery will have a substantial impact on reducing our cost of production and mitigating the impact of the increase in cane price. The FRP for 23-24 was increased by 10 rupees a quintal and now stands at 315 rupees per quintal, linked to a recovery of 10.25%. The increase in SAP, the State Advanced Cane Price, was announced post our board meeting. The SAP has been increased to 370 rupees from 350 rupees per quintal for early variety cane, which is an increase of 20 rupees per quintal. This would have increased our cost of production by 2.1 rupees per kg of sugar, and the P&L would have had an adverse impact of rupees 4.3 crores. I now hand over the call to Nalin for an update on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam. Good afternoon, everyone. I'll begin with the standalone financial highlights for Q3 and 9 months FY24, followed by the segment highlights. Revenue for Q3 FY24 stood at 424.78 crores as against 693.79 crores in Q3 FY23. EBITDA for Q3 FY24 stood at 12.89 crores as against 34.01 crores in the corresponding quarter for the previous year. EBITDA margin for the quarter was at 3.03% versus 4.9% in Q3 FY23. Gautam has already highlighted the reasons for drop in margins, which is mainly on account of lower sales volume in both sugar and ethanol segments and additional levy for the last season. EBITDA margin for the quarter comes to 4.41% after adjustments of one-time impact of additional levy and other income. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at loss of 4.16 crore vis-a-vis 13.74 crores of profit during Q3 FY23. We recorded a revenue of 1,766.44 crores in 9 months FY24 with a growth of 2.05 from 1,731.12 crores in the same period last fiscal. EBITDA for 9 months FY24 stood at 74.54 crores in 9 months FY24 as against 97.31 crores in 9 months FY23. PAT for 9 months FY24 stood at 7.6 crores versus 30.08 crores during the 9 months FY23. Now moving to the segment highlights, beginning with the sugar segments. Revenue in the sugar segment stood at 237.8 crores in Q3 FY24 as against 568.13 crores in Q3 FY23. Sugar segment's contribution in revenue was at 47% as compared to 70% in the same quarter last year. Sugar segment EBIT stood at a loss of 9.17 crores in this quarter as against 10.75 crores of profit in the same quarter last year. We crushed 14.48 lakh tons of sugar cane during Q3 FY24 as against 14.1 lakh tons in the same quarter last year. Sugar production in this quarter stood at 1.38 lakh tons against 1.02 lakh tons in the same quarter last year. We sold 0.31 lakh tons of sugar against 1.08 lakh tons in the same quarter last year. Average sugar realization stood at 40,142 per ton in this quarter, up from 37,874 per ton in Q3 FY23. Sugar inventory as on 31st December 23 stood at 1.07 lakh tons, valued at 34,445 per ton last year. Sorry, this year. Sugar inventory stood at 0.96 lakh tons, valued at 35,969 per ton as on 31st December 22. We generated 99.73 million units of power in Q3 FY24 against 105.28 million units in the same period last year. We exported 37.48 million units at an average realization of 3.44 per unit in Q3 FY24 as against 49.58 million units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in Q3 FY23. Now moving to biofuel and spirit segments. This segment reported a revenue of 110.98 crores in this quarter as against 131.15 crores in Q3 FY23. Biofuel segment reported the EBIT of 7.25 crores as against 20.05 in the same quarter last year. Biofuel segment contributed to 22% of the total revenue as against 16% in Q3 FY23. We produced 195.05 lakh bulk liters of ethanol in this quarter, out of which 168.94 lakh bulk liters was derived from B-heavy. There was no diversion towards syrup-derived ethanol in this quarter. In Q3, last fiscal ethanol production stood at 245.64 lakh bulk liters, with 165.5 lakh bulk liters derived from syrup, and 67.75 lakh bulk liters derived from B-heavy. Ethanol sales were at 173.47 lakh bulk liters of ethanol at an average realization of 58.87 per BL in Q3 FY24 as against 250.63 lakh bulk liter of ethanol sales at an average realization of 58.81 per BL in Q3 FY23. Out of 173.47 lakh bulk liters sales in this quarter, 168.47 lakh BL were from B-heavy at an average relation of 60.04 per BL. Ethanol stock as on 31st December 23 stood at 12.43 lakh bulk liters as against 5.58 lakh bulk liters as on 31st December 22. In the country liquor segment, we reported a revenue of 161.94 crores in Q3 FY24 as against 114.57 crores in Q3 FY23. Segment EBIT stood at 2.86 crores as against 1.45 crores in the same quarter last year. We sold 6.87 lakh cases of country liquor in this quarter as against 4.83 lakh cases in Q3 FY23. Average realization net of excise was at 280.15 per case as against 248.41 per case in Q3 FY23. Our long-term loan stood at 238.27 crores as on 31st December 23 as against 249.53 crores as on 31st December 22. The company has repaid long-term loans of 19.16 crores during the quarter. Long-term debt equity ratio stood at 0.28 times. Net working capital stood at 253.13 crores as on 31st December 23. Long-term and short-term rating of the company continues to be assigned at A plus by CARE. With that, I would request the moderator to open the floor for the questions and queries.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Thanks for taking my questions. So I just needed an outlook on sugar prices and the overall industry going forward, you know, in the next year or so.
Yeah, so let me come in here. Is that the only question you have, or would there be any more questions?
Like, that's the only question. I just need an idea on the overall landscape of sugar.
Darshit, your audio is not clear. Can we speak through the handset?
Yeah. Now is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the only question. I just needed the outlook on, you know, the entire sugar industry going forward in the next year or so.
Yeah, so we believe, you know, the sugar industry outlook, with this change in government policy, we don't anticipate any sugar deficit happening for this year and for next year. The sugar production numbers are in the region of 31 to 31.5 million tons. And this would increase the opening stock next year or closing stock this year by about 2.5 million tons to the region of 7.5 million tons. So even if there is we do anticipate a further reduction in the overall cane availability in Maharashtra, Karnataka, that the cane availability, the current estimates are next year the overall Maharashtra, Karnataka region could see a further drop of about 2 million tons. So we would still be in the region of 29 odd million tons of sugar production. Government has an option to, you know, about 1.7 million tons of ethanol that got diverted. In the event the situation in Maharashtra, Karnataka looks especially bad, they can mandate a further reduction in this diversion of ethanol. So we do not anticipate any sugar shortage. The cost of production has definitely gone up. We do expect post-elections the prices should tend to go up a little bit to reflect this increase in cost of production. But overall now with this post-reduction in diversion, there is no shortage. We don't see any runaway price, the threat of any runaway price hike at this point. But currently, the prices have come down substantially from the peak of October. I believe Maharashtra is selling in the region of 34 and a half rupees a kg. Prices up north in the UP region are in the region of about 37 and a half or 38 rupees a kg. 37 plus minus 50 paisa would be my number for UP right now. Hopefully the prices should stabilize around these levels with a potential for an upside post-election. That would be my call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I need your view on recovery for us because I think if you look at 10.8% recovery, it's still lower than historically what we used to do in best cases. So how is the outlook for recovery improvement the way you are doing cane development process? And what would be the expected cane crushing sugar season?
Vikram, hi. So, you know, this recovery for this quarter that we said, the gross recovery, is actually higher than our last 2 years' recovery at this quarter. If you see, the recovery in November, December is at its lowest. So we are running about close to 0.51%, close to 0.41% higher as of 31st December. And we do see a continuous increase in our recovery as compared to the previous 2 years. So I think our recovery, if the current trend continues, we do expect our overall recovery to be in the region of, you know, to be higher by about 0.6, 0.65. And which is also what we mentioned in our opening remarks. We expect this increase in recovery to more than offset this increase in cane price. So this is actually a result of our cane development efforts and agroclimatical factors. We also are monitoring and benchmarking our recoveries from our peers in our region. And I'm happy to know that our recoveries are also at top sort of 5 percentile. So we have a higher recovery as compared to our peers or amongst the top sort of levels in the industry around the region. our expected cane crush is about 5 to maybe about 4 to 5% higher than last year. This is what we were expecting prior to start of season. But with this increased diversion and lower ratoon yields, we still expect the number to be higher, but I would imagine maybe it might not be 5, it might not be 7 to 8%, could be 4 to 5%.
Okay, got it. So cross river recovery for full year, season basis could be higher than 11% also?
Definitely, it should definitely be higher than the last year. Last year we were 11.03. If you see last year we were 11, and year before last we were 11.3%. This year, as of 31st December, we are 0.4. I mean, I would imagine, yeah, so the trends are positive and they're continuing to show us an increasing trend as compared to the previous 2 years. The delta is only increasing, not decreasing.
Got it. And second on this distilleries, what we have do, are these flexible to have multi-feed and can we use surplus capacity for grain-based kind of a thing, or it will take some capex?
So as of now, our distilleries are not multi-feedstock. We are continuing to study and evaluate the converting some of our distillery capacity into a multi-feedstock for next year. We are eligible for interest subvention loan if we were to decide to go ahead with this. We are continuing to study it very actively and discussing with our board. And hopefully we should have some decision on it sooner than later.
Okay. But is it a time-consuming and a slightly bigger capex, or it can be managed within a season if we decide to go?
No, we expect, if we were to go ahead and decide to do this, we would want it to be commissioned prior to start of next year. We don't expect too much of ethanol diversion, sugar diversion into ethanol next year. I mean, we expect the numbers, the sugar balance sheet remains the way it is, we expect the numbers to be similar to this year's numbers. So we have that option available to us, and we are also very cognizant of the fact that there has been a lot of, you know, policy volatility. There was a ban on rice export, the maize prices have sort of gone up through the roof. So it should show a positive value addition if we go down this path.
Understood, yeah.
If you recollect, we've been a bit cautious on this sector. I mean, if you recollect, because that's the reason why we deferred our distillery in Meerganj. And I think the decision did pay off, because one needs to be a little bit cautious here rather than being a bit more aggressive. That would be our view. Sorry, yes, last question.
Yeah. On the bagasse sale, because the way we are generating surplus power, and I guess we are also selling bagasse in open market. So, was there any bagasse sale in this quarter or on a full year basis? How much would be that broadly, if you can guess some idea on that?
We continue to sell bagasse. Last year we sold a substantial quantity of bagasse. This year too, the prices have been softer in bagasse this year as compared to last year. So, Nalin, would you have the exact numbers of bagasse sales for this quarter?
Yeah. So last year in this quarter we had sold of bagasse. Just a sec, please. 0.6 lakh tons we sold in this quarter versus 0.4 lakh tons last year in this same quarter.
And how much would be average realization?
50%. So average realization is down by around 25 to 30%. Last year it was around 3,250 per ton, and this year it is in the range of 2,200 per ton.
Okay, got it. So that was it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manu Jindal from Torrent Technology. Please go ahead. Manu, may I request to unmute your line, please?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Sir, we can hear you, but there's a lot of echo while you're speaking. Can you speak through the handset?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, good evening, sir. So, I have three questions. The very first question is, when you say country liquor, like, Do we derive this country liquor from B heavy or C heavy molasses? Like, that is my first question. And the associated question would be, like, what is the impact on the margins when we manufacture country liquor vis-a-vis when we would have manufactured, say, ethanol with that molasses, right? So this is the first question.
So do you want to ask all your questions, Manoj, and we can answer them together?
Sure. The second question would be regarding sugar prices. When you just now mentioned that you are expecting post-elections to have some surge in sugar prices, would it be, like, why is it that? Would it be more due to ethanol diversion or would there be any supply shortage? And my third question is regarding the current capacity of 312,500 liters of biofuel, when you say it. So is it like that same capacity can be used from to manufacture ethanol from B heavy and syrup, or is there a separate bifurcation to that number, 312,500 liters? So these are the three questions.
Okay, thanks, Manoj. So Manoj, basically country liquor, that is the first question, what is the raw material? Till last year into a bit of this quarter and for this quarter, we were using B-heavy molasses, which was produced last year to make country liquor.
Okay.
Going forward, we expect to use C molasses to make manufacturing and to manufacture country liquor. On the margin impact, you know, the margin on country liquors are substantially reduced. If we sell, the ENA realization for country liquor for us is in the region of about 25 to 26 rupees a liter. Whereas we could have sold this equivalent alcohol in ethanol sector today at about 56.5 rupees a liter. So there is a substantial gap in the margin that we are realizing in ethanol versus country liquor. As we have mentioned multiple times, country liquor business is purely because of the government of UP's levy molasses policy. If we were not doing country liquor, then we would be forced to sell ENA at about 19 rupees a liter, or molasses, B-heavy molasses at about 1400, or C-molasses at 1100 rupees a ton, which is, we are leaving a substantial value addition for your country liquor manufacturers. Ergo, we have decided to venture into this business, and I'm happy to note we have a sizable volume. We are in the top 10 country liquor sellers in the state. As I mentioned in my opening remarks or the second question, we don't expect a big surge in sugar prices this year because of the change in policy where they prevented more diversion of sugar into ethanol. But we do expect the prices to go up from here to maybe a more reasonable level, keeping in mind the increase in cost of production and sort of maybe a little drop in production next year. But I would not be inclined to suggest that there would be a big surge in price. Prices could remain stable to maybe firm up a little bit post-election. Current capacity for biofuels, you're right in presuming that the capacity we've quoted is for B-heavy molasses. If we were to make C molasses, this capacity would be down to 250,000 liters per day. Does this answer all your questions?
Yes, sir. Just a last question. When the government took out this decision to not divert any syrup towards ethanol manufacturing, just wanted to understand that if all the capacity of 312,500 is dedicated towards B-heavy, then what impact did we witness by this regulation? Like, did we have any material impact on this?
So see, one is the nature of distillation. When you make C molasses, across board, the capacity comes down by about 25 to 30%. The government decision was based more on account of preventing sugar from being diverted and to conserve sugar for the country. Now, when you don't divert B-heavy, when you divert B-heavy, you also have more raw material for the entire off-season. Roughly, you know, when you make B-heavy, roughly you make 5.5 to 6% B-heavy per ton of cane. versus 4.5% of C molasses per ton of cane. So you get an additional quantity of heavy molasses, which can make you run for a greater number of days from the same amount of cane. So now all of us who are making C molasses, we will suddenly find we have idle distillery capacity, which is what is, and people who are fundamentally syrup-related businesses, their idle capacity will be substantially higher.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have a few questions. May I go one by one? Because I think there are little varied on different pieces, so I'd rather go about them one by one rather than giving it all in one go and confusing everyone. Is that okay?
That should be fine, Nathan.
Yeah, okay. So firstly, based on your presentation, investor presentation, your inventory is valued at roughly 34.4 rupees a kg sugar. So I'm expecting that this will get revised to somewhere around 36.5.
Yes, that's
Naren, correct. Do you want to answer that?
Yes, that's correct. As of now, valued at 34.4, then adding 2.1, so this will revise to the 36.5.
Okay, great. And also, your sales you have done is around 3 crore, roughly 3 crore kgs of sugar. So that should be the cost of that production. So basically, gross profit shrinkage should happen by around 6 crore. Is that a figure close to correct or not correct?
Sorry, come again, please. Yeah, we sold 3 lakh quintals, that is 3 crores kg of sugar, at an average realization of 40.
But yes, so that was the selling price. Now, you have obviously put a purchasing price to that and derived your gross profit. Whatever the price is, this is transfer pricing. So, I'm assuming that also price also goes up by 2 rupees. Your gross of your cost of the said sugar goes up by 6 crores. Is that correct?
So no. So in this quarter, Nitin, we sold 1 lakh quintals, 10,000 tons of sugar, which was produced last year. Current season, which is valued at 34.5, is just 20,000. So impact would be around 4.25 crores.
Understood. Thank you. So that explains a lot on the differences. So not confused anymore on that. Okay, so great. This was on the specific sugar part. Secondly, I wanted to understand, you are one of the largest country liquor players in Uttar Pradesh as of now. And I understand the reason for being in country liquor is that there is a levy policy by the state government, which makes it more profitable to be in the country liquor business rather than not be in the country liquor business. However, you have substantially increased your capacity. All of this capacity actually be required for the levy purpose, or a good proportion of this capacity you can sell country liquor at market prices?
So in return, no, we haven't really made any major capexes to increase the capacity. It's more a function of sale. And you know, at this point of time, our first target is to try and achieve 100% of our levy obligation through our own country liquor sale. That is our first target. We are at about 70-75% of the target. It's only much later will we really have a visibility to this. And the country liquor pricing mechanism basically works. There's a reverse calculation the government does. They fix the MRP for the country liquor segment, and they've done a backward calculation to fix the raw material price all the way down to molasses. Whenever we fulfill our own levy obligation from sugarcane, we will have the option to buy cheaper molasses or ENA from the other sugar manufacturers who do not have country liquor manufacturing capacity.
Understood, sir.
Thank you.
Perfect.
The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Mansarovar Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So just to understand this part a bit more, this 20 crore that you have provided, so is it the difference between this 19 rupees and 56 that you mentioned, is that the difference which comes to 20 crore? I mean, how has the accounting been done is what I wanted to know.
Guruji, there are two parts. Let me take the first part, which was the legal part, and then the exact numbers Alan can explain to you. During our last quarter's phone call, we in our investor presentation, we had highlighted there was a error. What we believe there was a miscalculation in the way UP government had imposed levy on BHV molasses. The industry had gone to court, and we had got a stay from the court, and we were hopeful of the case being won. Therefore, we had not accounted for that additional levy which the government calculation thought mandated us to give. We had made a noting in our results, and we had also accounted for, we had also said the same during our investor call. In the event we lose this case, we will have to make this additional 20 crore rupees adjustments. Post our last con call, somewhere in October, the industry decided to withdraw the case, and therefore this adjustment. Further detailing of this, Nalin can explain to you if required.
Okay. Hi, Falguni. What we do, so what are molasses we produce? So one is free molasses and one is molasses which is to be given in levy. So the molasses which is to go towards levy, we value at the levy rates.
Okay.
There are a market rate for C heavy molasses which goes under levy and B heavy molasses which goes under levy. So we account for at the rate, at the market rate for arriving at our cost of production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, what I wanted to know, is this the differential between the cost and the rate at which you are having to sell? I mean, is this the loss that you are incurring because of the rate being lower than the cost? Is that what you mean to say?
No. Molasses and bagasse being the byproducts, their market value is reduced from the gross cost of production for arriving at the cost of production of sugar. This 20 crores was additional levy which we have accounted for directly in this quarter P&L, but it does not affect our cost of production of this season.
Okay, so we will not have any more such losses in the coming years or coming quarters?
We can hope so.
There is no carry forward loss. This specific loss, Salguni, was specific. We don't have any more losses or any carry forward or potential back end losses that we should need to provide.
Is this practice? I mean, is this accounting done every year for that particular year, or this was just a backlog, and the other years it's just embedded in the number? Meaning, is it a number which is separately disclosed?
So.
This particular number was separately disclosed last quarter, and it was basically because there was an amendment UP government came out with regards to levy calculation, which we as an industry had challenged.
Okay.
And there was a stay against that order. It was only specific to that particular year, that particular period, because they had come up with an amendment which we had challenged.
Okay. And so finally, the cost of sugar for us for this season, would it be about 36.5 per kg for the season ending September 24?
So Falguni, cost of production is majorly derived by the recovery, sugar recovery, which our managing director informed that it is going to be up than last year. Of course, cost of production is going to be lower than last year. But for December quarter, of course, it stands at 34.45 plus 2.10, which is on account of increase in SAP. So for March quarter, of course, it will depend upon the recovery, which we are expecting to go up.
Okay. So you mean to say broadly, directionally, the cost would go down from 36.5 by the end of the season?
We are very confident of that, yes.
Confident.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mr. Saket. Yes, we can hear you, Saket.
Question was for this sugar segment, sir. If you could explain the reason, if we compare the last year numbers with the current year, what factors attributed to the lower profitability for the sugar segment, particularly the sales part also and hence the profitability?
See, if you recollect on the sale, it's basically a fundamentally a factor of sales. If you see, our sales have been down in the sugar segment by about close to 40%, if I'm not mistaken. The total sale on the rupee to rupee terms, you know, it's been down by the sugar segment, it's been down
58%. Sugar segment revenue is down
58%. And that's because last year we had additional quotas, plus we had the government of India had allowed sugar exports and we were exporting our own sugar. This year the quotas had been severely curtailed and therefore we are carrying this sugar in our inventory.
So sir, how will this translate going ahead, say for Q4 when this inventory gets diluted? And what we heard you in the second quarter? We were looking better quarter number for this Q3. However, that did not work out, I think, so as per the changes in the economic plan and all. So what's the outlook? How will
this will be dependent upon the quotas which the government releases. Now, as you're aware, I'm sure you're aware that we are mandated by the amount of sugar quotas that the government tells us to sell. We do not have the flexibility to sell beyond the quota sugar. And the numbers will be a reflection of the quota that we get. We expect the quotas to be in line with last year, maybe marginally higher. But we don't expect the numbers, absolute sugar numbers to be, you know, they will definitely be lower than last year because we have no exports. Last year we had done close to 76,000 tons of sugar export in Q3, Q4, which will be absent this year.
Okay. As you mentioned very correctly that we deferred our greenfield distillery project and for good reasons, as we see today that there is a flip-flop in the on the policy side, and which is, I think, so very likely also going ahead also in terms of the agriculture crop nature and the vegetables of nature. So going ahead, sir, what would be our plan going ahead for this biofuel segment? As from the other feedstocks, I think so, the gap which will not be serviced from sugarcane would be from the other agri commodities. So what would be the thought process of the management in terms of the contribution from the biofuel segment, and what kind of capex can be envisaged going ahead?
You see, I will refrain from giving the absolute capex's number because we are working these out. We are in discussion with our board. We do believe there is merit in us having a dual feed distillery, at least part of our distillery to be a dual feed distillery, because we believe we will be in a more competitive state producer as compared to standalone grain distilleries. You know, our raw material, we are in the rural sector, we have the ability to source raw material, and our power fuel cost because of bagasse as compared to coal rises will be lower than theirs. So this is under active consideration. We are discussing this, we are budgeting it out and looking at the raw material availability, projecting these things. And I think we will be taking a call on it sooner rather than later. But on the new distillery, greenfield distillery, we are still on a wait and watch mode.
Sir, for the existing one, do we have dual feed? Dual feed stock there also?
We don't have dual feed. We don't have dual feed as of now. We are contemplating converting some of it into dual feed in the near future. But that's still under discussion. Nothing has been firmed up.
So those activities, when you are telling about the retrofitting part of going ahead.
Of the existing distillery, yeah.
So, so for investors, what should we look forward from when DBOL from bioorganic Dhampur Bioenergy going ahead? As of now, the policy changes and the other factors, the numbers are not aligned to what anticipated earlier. What should we anticipate in terms of the exit for the year and going ahead? What steps exactly the management is taking to improve firstly the profitability? And my other point was on the bio-based sugar, I think the pharma-based grade sugar part. How is that gelling up and what kind of revenue have we done for this quarter and 9 months and going ahead, what should be the outlook?
So, yes, so two parts on this. You know, as we said, the things that are within our control, you know, if you recollect the last two years from the time BP or Ampul Bioorganics came into existing, we have steadily increased our overall cane crush. Over the last 2 years, we've had a steady increase in our cane crush, and we expect a further increase in our cane crush this year. As I also mentioned, you know, as you see, our recovery, which has the single biggest materialistic impact on our cost of production and P&L, we are seeing a substantial jump on our recovery, and we hope our recovery will be, you know, the losses we had or the potential loss of profit we had because of disease and pest infestation, we do believe we have curtailed that considerably. And we believe going forward, our recovery numbers should continue to be amongst the better players in the industry, which will have a long-term impact for us as a company. Now, with regards to the quarter-on-quarter results, you know, which is more on dependent upon the government sales quota and things like that, that will be a manifestation or we will be a reflection of what is happening in the entire industry per se. The other thing which, you know, you could look at it from BBO's perspective, some of the strategic calls that we did take, you know, when we did decide at the opportune time to be a bit cautious and not spend money on putting up a new greenfield distillery. You know, there was a lot of questions at that point of time. Why are we deferring the distillery? But we did. We also made arrangements to make sea heavy molasses ahead, maybe, I don't know, a little bit faster or ahead of the curve as compared to our colleagues. So I guess these are the kind of things that we can hope to achieve from us. Pharma sugar, as you mentioned, we have invested some quantities there to improve our sugar realization. We are continuing to see an uptake in our sales and uptake in our average realization. And you would be able to see that in a higher average realization as compared to our peers. So, you know, going forward, if our recovery continues to improve and our sugar realization improves, that delta should play out. It's not this quarter, in the coming quarters.
So what would have been the contribution for the pharma grade sugar part for this 9 months?
See, again, you see in these two, this is basically in these two, as Nalin mentioned, we just about sold 20,000 tons of sugar this year, a new crop sugar. And bulk of the farmer or institutional buying is a little subdued in the month of September, October. So we will not be in a position to give you the exact contribution of pharma category right now, but it's an increasing trend and giving us positive, you know, outlook. For 9 months, in the first 6 months last year, in the there was certain export carryover. We did sell to some institutions. We did have some other pharma category sales. So last year was the first year we are there. We hope to have a higher volume and realization as compared to last year by about 30 to 50%. Going forward, farmer to farmer.
So if we take the current scenario, the government's role in making sugar available in the country at reasonable prices, and the ethanol, they were stopping the diversion for ethanol, do you think that the advantage which the sugar players were earlier having with as value-added products from ethanol, that gets dented, and there is now there's going to be at least for the time being a lull in the profitability, as you mentioned that sugar sales would be on a quota basis. Ethanol, we are having curbs because of these reasons, and molasses, the export also, there is a export duty of 50%. So putting all these things into the perspective, these are the reasons that would not allow the profitability to improve going ahead. Or correct me there, sir, or what steps are we taking to improve given these circumstances?
You know, I think this year is a little bit of an aberration for various reasons, you know, climate playing out, elections coming in. But to be fair, the government is also being proactive, and they recognize both the importance of the ethanol program, and it is just, I think, a temporary blip. They also realize that sugar industry is a very important agro-based industry, which is very efficient in, you know, the pass-through to the farmer and the circular economy. Sugar industry is a, sort of probably one of the most efficient industry in that manner. So I would, you know, things that are within our control, which is the cost of production, recovery, efficiencies, quality products, selling, I think if we focus on them, barring one or two, you know, minor bits here or there, I would be more inclined to expect reasonable approach from the government, because that is what they have done in the last 8 years. I would not like to say, you know, it would be unfair for my part to say that the government has been unreasonable, you know, the ethanol policy is a reasonable policy. Maybe there will be, I'm quite hopeful that there will be some course correction. Maybe if not now, post-elections.
Earlier, the sugarcane molasses being the feedstock, now they have been more skewed towards, I think, so the grain. Earlier also grain was a major, but now the thrust is majorly on the grain part, at least for this season. That is what we are observing in.
You have to keep in mind that if we have to have a successful ethanol blending program of 20-25% and flex fuel vehicles, which is the overall direction which we are taking, no single feedstock will be able to fulfill the demand. So it's not really a matter of, you know, this versus that. It's really a matter of every feedstock will be able to, will have a place in its own, and will have a place in this whole ethanol blending program. And this program, I think, is here to stay. I don't see any movement away from the program.
Thank you. Sorry, Saket Kapoor, I'll request you to come back. Participants, due to power commitments, the management needs to wind up shortly. We have enough time for only two questions. For all follow-up and unanswered questions, you are requested to forward your questions to Mr. Naveen Agrawal from SKP Securities. Next question is from the line of Pawan Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I am Helvan.
Yes,
you are. Good afternoon.
Fine, sir. So my first question is regarding, as you told that government is inclined for the biofuel, no?
Yes.
So why we have stopped the program, biofuel program? Like we have stopped our capacity expansion. So if you are thinking that the government is inclined to go for this ethanol and this is a temporary glitch, so we should move on to the ethanol blending program.
But like, I could not be clear. You're saying why have we stopped, or well, we believe that the government is definitely committed to forwarding the ethanol blending program. और जो जहाँ तक हमारी बारे में बात है फॉर आर सेल्स यू नो दीज आर यू नो टू ऑगमेंट वी ऑलरेडी हैव अ साइजेबल कैपेसिटी नाउ एज पर द गवर्नमेंट मैंडेट वी कांट डाइवर्ट मोर बी हैवी इनटू एथेनॉल देयरफॉर इट्स प्योरली द मैंडेटेड रिक्वायरमेंट्स फॉर दिस पर्टिकुलर ईयर व्हिच हैव कॉज्ड दीज सॉर्ट ऑफ एबरेशंस लॉन्ग टर्म वी हैव टू बी अगेन यू नो दीज आर बिग कैपेक्स डिसीजंस वी शुड take decisions on the more, I think as a company we need to be a little bit more cautious, keeping seasonalities in mind. That would be our view as a company. We don't want to stress our balance sheet, we want to maintain a strong and healthy balance sheet.
Thank you. Pawan, I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Hari Kumar S., individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Hari, you're sounding a little distant.
Hari, good afternoon.
Yeah, okay. My only question is on the plan on branded sales.
So we do have a branded sugar, Dampur. So we have, you know, is that branded sugar you're talking about, I would imagine?
Yes, sir.
See, I think we were one of the first people to launch the brand Dampur. That was launched by me many, many years ago. We are looking at, you know, institutional plays, branded plays, third-party packaging to see where our value addition and long-term strategy comes into play. At this point of time, to invest very heavily in putting up, you know, a big brand play for sugar, that is not making sense. We have to have a bigger vision to have multiple food products, FMCG things, which probably is still a little bit, you know, we are maybe a little distance away, could be happening in the future, not right now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for the evening. Request you to forward your questions to SKP Securities. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing comments.
Thank you all very much, and you know, thank you for taking time out to attend our con call. And please do any questions which we could not answer, please share them with us and we will get back to you immediately. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.